Here we go.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Loud noises!
I know kung fu.
This is madness!
Where are you?
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 177 of the 8-Bit Geek. We get tons of emails from all around the world, from people who believe our show is saving lives. Yep. Just today, in fact, I read one that said a man was ready to jump off of a building until someone played our latest podcast. Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Rest in peace, that dude.
He jumped anyways. Okay, so I guess I should really read the whole email next time before just like getting excited about... Okay. Well, anyways.
Step back from that ledge, my friend.
I'm Jeremy, and with me are two men who would rather push you off a building than save you.
That's funny.
Doug. Wouldn't that make us accessories to murder? Are you Kevin? Because
our pre-show, I didn't read this beforehand, but I definitely told that guy to jump.
So it really tells you something about yourself.
This has been an eye-opening moment.
Yep.
Doug has, I called it.
Yeah. I wish that you, I mean, it would be really funny if you wrote, like, with there are two guys who would rather call you a pussy than push you off the building.
That was accurate.
That's actually really accurate. Like, those are words I said.
Yeah, those are pretty, yeah.
That would have been pretty good. I can't believe, I just was like, you know what, if I do this, Doug is going to be so anti. I was like, Doug would make a good cop, except he would just let you die. Like in most scenarios, like if you wanted to kill yourself, you do not want him to be the one that shows up first, because it'd just be like, "All right, man. Well, we got a couple billion people on the earth. Don't need you.
Yeah, make some room.
Yeah,
make some room.
One less mouth to feed.
Yeah, we got to save that oxygen, bruh.
Trees are dying faster than you.
Yeah. Oh. Oh my. Oh my.
Oh my. Well, if you like our banter, you can always subscribe to us. And after you subscribe, rate us on iTunes. Also, we'd like to give a big shout out to Audio Boom. They are our sponsor. They sponsor all of our bandwidth. And of course, Stitcher Radio. You can find us there. And you can find us on Google Play. You can find us on Spotify.
Oh shit.
We are
that
everywhere.
Is real.
You know how hard it is to get onto Spotify as a podcast? It is next to impossible because they only want the big names. Well, guess what? We them big names. We them big names.
We dim boys.
I
was gonna say we dim big names.
We got that too.
Yeah, we got that.
Yeah. We claim to have that, but no one knows that. You'd have to see it first. And it's there. Anyways, you can follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek. Also, watch us live every Monday night on Twitch. You can find us recording that. All that information is on our website at www.the8bitgeek.com. Now, I have a special treat this week.
Yes.
Instead of telling you about Patreon, I put together a little something-something. This is as a subscriber, we give you some extra content. We wanted to give you a short sample. It's about 3 minutes long. This is what you can expect out of us if you subscribe for as little as $1 a month. A month. Here you go.
I'd like to welcome everyone to the pre-show. It's where we make love with our mouths to your ears.
Ooh. You touch my tra-la-la.
Depending on how close your ears are to my
You have no idea what your insides are feeling right now, baby. And I know it.
Welcome to Easy Dick in the Jack-Off Hour.
What?
What?
This is Jim with Action News 5. Now here with sports is Doug.
Thanks, Jim. It's me, Doug. Today we're talking about preseason baseball. It seems that our boys in blue and red are back on the field in Florida.
Well, you see what had happened was...
Do you know we're in a fucking park for like full of like child molesters? Look at that Donald Duck fucker over there. He ain't wearing pants. Why isn't he wearing pants? He's a goddamn adult duck. Put some fucking pants on.
Doug, your lead vocals. Chooby-dop, do booby doo, shooby-dop, do booby doo, shooby-dop.
I found you.
Sounds good, Doug. Now let's check over with weather with Kevin.
Oh, hey there. There's about to be some sunny skies coming up, about some gusty winds on Tuesday. We're going to start the day at about a low of 40, and we're going to move our way up. We're just going to shimmy our way to the 60s. It's going to be great. Put a flower in your hair, because if you're going to San Francisco...
Welcome, my brother. My butter brother.
We're blood butters.
We're blood...
You say I'm crazy.
Like, I love the parts with the... But you know what? I just wasn't feeling the parts of the...
I don't want no scrub. Scrub is a guy that don't get no love from me. Hanging out the passenger side of his best friend ride. Trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrubs. I don't want no scrubs.
I mean, Scott Stapp couldn't have done it better. This dude's got my vote. He's going to Vegas. Yeah.
Going to Vegas.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, I'm glad you guys got to meet each other. I don't know if this will work out or anything. Do you guys want to exchange numbers and hang out sometime and watch the shows? Or?
Fuck no.
Okay. Okay.
In fact, you know what, Jeremy? I'm done with you, too. That's ridiculous. I'm not going to be around some fucking wannabe dog lover. Fuck no.
Yeah, me either. Fuck you, Jer, you piece
of
shit.
Fuck you, Jer. You're such a piece of shit.
Yeah, how dare you try to bring two people together that have nothing in common? What does that say about you? You clearly don't know people.
You don't know anything about me.
Well, fuck you. Hey, Kev, let's go get a drink.
Yeah, fuck this guy. Let's go, Doug.
All I wanted was to bring friends together. I guess I'll... guess I'll have to find some new friends. And there you have it. So if you like us, if you like us enough, that's a little sizzle reel, little sizzle. And for as little as a dollar a month, you can get some more of that action. We do something every week special for you. You know, we don't know if it's going to be funny or not, but we sure love to entertain you for all that money. Now give me your fucking money.
Damn, that took a turn.
It did.
Every week we like to kick things off with something called Missed Connections. If you're new here, we take real ads from the Missed Connection section of Craigslist. We read them in funny voices. They are completely real. We don't edit them in any way. We definitely can't make it up. And this week is sponsored by Pokemon Go. Nope.
No. Well, show's over.
Show's over. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks, guys.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Miss Connections.
Boy, that sexy music just comes in the right time, and people just make love
all the time.
Now where's that sexy motherfucker I know?
Oh, hey fellas.
Yo, what's up, Sean?
Hey, what's up, Sean? How are you?
Oh, I'm doing all right. Spending a lot of time searching for those rare ass Pokemons.
Well, give it to us, man. What you got?
Well, so this week, you know, is out and about running into people. Pokemon's been a really interesting experience. I think we can all agree. It's just it's getting people out of the house.
Yeah.
You know, small businesses are booming. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. It's Pokemon Go is going to pull our nation. You know, it's going to just boost our economy.
That's right.
It's going to be amazing. It's awesome. It's great. So anyways, so here's my misconnection I wrote this week. It looks like the copy of this in our notes is like really weird. Kind of hard to read. And I don't quite remember what I wrote because
we can make it bigger.
I was drunk. Okay, let's see. My body is thin. My eye color brown. My facial hair is salt and pepper. my hair is short and dark. I am 6 foot tall, and I'm 55 this week. 55.
All right.
Looking for Pokemon? Male for women. East. Just east. Are you spending time searching for Pikachu? I have one around here, but he's kind of shy and sometimes needs a bit of encouragement to get him to come out and play.
Oh, no.
He does enjoy attention, though. And if you're really nice and patient with him, you can even get him to lay in your hand.
No.
Well, hold on, guys. Just calm down, all right? He doesn't like to be in well-lit, dry locations very long and often likes to stay hidden in dark places, often preferring a damp or even wet environment. You have to make sure to take real good care of him once you find him, or he might not want to come out and play again. I can help you find him as long as you're willing to spend time looking. You just need to promise you won't be mean to him once you find him. Let me know if we can start searching. Yours truly, Sean Pennis.
Oh, no.
And Pikachu.
Sean, what were you thinking, man?
Well, hey. You do what you gotta do, my man.
All right, well, mine is also related to Pokemon.
Pokemon Go Dream Girl. Male for woman in rally. You are so beautiful, catching Pokemon in the park today. I know you didn't see me because you were staring at your phone looking for the same one I was. But that's okay. Me? I'm attractive, well-dressed man that's probably too old to play Pokemon. I was tripping over objects and running into children, so I was hard to miss. Wink. I didn't really catch your face, either, because I was staring at my phone, too. But if you're cool enough to catch a Jinx, you're cool enough for me. If you're D-O-W-N, I know a great meadow where Pokemon are just ripe for the picking. Maybe we could cross over a median at 60 miles per hour trying to catch a Meowth. Or disrupt a church service for an Embra. It doesn't matter, as long as it's me, you, and Pikachu. I made a rhyme. Send pics and your favorite Pokemon.
Did you say Pikachu?
I did.
No. Holy shit, let's make this a triple date. I'll meet you at this meadow, and we'll find this girl as well.
Follow these shortcuts. I mean, the maps to the... Kev?
You mean me, you, and Mewtwo. Oh!
Fellas, y'all getting a little dirty with this little Pokemon game. So I had to pick up the app. This thing, Pokemon Go, I'm just saying. Let's play Pokemon Go while we fuck. Male for women. Pokemon Go is out on phones. And you can catch Pokemon randomly anywhere. Why not see what I can catch on your tits or ass? Let me make you squirtle. I'm 27 years young. 6 foot. 18 inches, if you know what I mean. Good looking and ready to do this entertainment thing. Looks wise, I don't care. Just know what Pokemon is and be up for the sexin'. Reply with Pokemon in the subject and a pick or two. I'll reply with my picks. Yours truly, Velvet Jones. Conversations.
So Pokemon definitely the talk of the town.
Did that come out already?
Not only on the cell phones, but also on those misconnections. It's everywhere. Like if you type in hookups or misconnections, you will find Pokemon in every other thread. So I saw a posting online today about it, and they pretty much did the work for me. They found some really good ones, and so I said, you know what? I'm going to slap those ones right into our show. So thank you. I think it was Game Informer? No, they're too good for that. Destructoid. So thanks to Destructoid. Did you boys go to the theater this weekend? To the theater this weekend to catch a live performance of your favorite films?
No. Live performance?
Well, when you go to the theater, that's what you get. When you go to the movie house.
I'm sorry?
Well, because there's a thing where it goes and, like, you can see it. Did you do that?
No.
No. Doug?
No.
Okay, so there's a couple movies that came out this week worth noting. There was the Ghostbusters movie came out, debuted at number 2 with $46 million. I expected to see it go higher than that, but it got beat out by The Secret Life of Pets in its second week, making $50 million for a total of $203 million. But do not fret, ladies and gentlemen. They're making more Ghostbusters. It was announced today that it is a strong franchise. It's back on the map, and you can expect a lifetime of Ghostbuster films. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you'd expect it.
That was the quote from the CEO of Sony saying that these will go on infinite.
Until they stop making them. Yeah, until they stop making money off them, yeah.
Yeah.
It's got some pretty decent reviews. Jerry, you saw it. What do you think?
Why are you trying to do this? Why are you trying to start some trouble? I thought it was okay. I did a review on it. You can check it over on 8-Bit Bits. But I always say this in my reviews. I know what I like. You go watch it and make your own judgments of the film. I just thought it was okay. It could have been a lot better. I think it went for cheap thrills other than classic moments. There were moments. I will say this. There's a short snippet that I said in the review. There were moments where I saw greatness. Before it fizzled out, like they had, you know those moments where you see in they're building and it's just like, holy shit, this payoff is going to be amazing, and then it's not, and it's ultimately a kind of a letdown. It had moments like that were really nostalgic, that made me feel really good, but ultimately it settled for cheap parlor tricks instead of something tangible and heartwarming. So that was ultimately my review of it. So
that's a bummer.
I gave it a 5 out of 10. So. But,
Pretty sexist, Jer.
Oh my god!
Why you gotta rate movies on a scale of 1 to 10? Hmm?
Yeah,
dude,
it's pretty sexist, Jer.
Is there a woman scale I don't know about?
If you have to ask,
it's sexist.
Or even in the chat, it just goes, Jer, we all know you're sexist.
No, you have you. I think you have probably done this, Doug. Golly, I like.
I told him about how before the show Friday night, how I'm right now both like, oh, dude, you're so sexist, and how you're like, am I?
I was like, I've never known myself to be. I had nothing. I think that if we go back and listen to all the other shows about this Ghostbusters. I was more worried about the story and everything like that than I was about the people. Like, the women were fine in it. Like, it wasn't a problem. My thing was I didn't want them to be typecasted, and I did make that comment multiple times about Leslie Jones' character, and it turned out to be true. So it was just she was the loud black lady. That's just a fact. So Let's get into some news here. There was a lot of news coming out of Star Wars because it was celebration time. And if you don't know what that is, Star Wars Celebration is a big event where they get together and Lucasfilm throws a party and they release a whole bunch of news and panels and toys and plush. And
yeah. It used to be like a fan event. I mean, it literally was like kind of like Dallas Comic Con or something, right? I mean, it was just a
Lucas Star Wars... had nothing to do with it, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, pretty much. I mean, essentially, yeah. And then like they started getting people to come to these, and then like the movies came back in like 2000. Or 1999, I guess. But I don't remember what year this one specifically started. But, like, so the movies started making new ones, and then, like, that's when Lucas started going to these, and they would start showing off stuff. And then eventually, yeah, it's pretty much just, it's part of Lucasfilm now. Like, they're there, they show off stuff for the movies. It's all, like, a lot of exclusive stuff. I went to it last year. It was fucking awesome. And I'm so sad I wasn't able to make it to this one, but, I mean, it was in London, so obviously I probably may able to make it.
Yeah. You just couldn't buy a ticket and you couldn't go.
I just couldn't afford it this year. But man, did we get our tickets for next year?
Well, I guess awesome. I guess you just don't have that good of a friend, do you?
Well,
I mean,
no, I do.
I mean, he's just like, well, can't go to fucking London this year. What a dick.
Here, I'll make it up to you by getting the limited Jedi Master VIP tickets for 2017, so we can just go to every single panel, and we can also skip the line when getting shit signed.
I'm just more or less, I'm just jealous that I'm not going with you.
It's gonna be awesome, and I'm really excited. But like, man, this year's announcements were awesome. Like the announcement that Grand Admiral Thrawn is finally making his appearance in the new Star Wars universe.
And if people don't know who he is. He was originally put into books back in the 90s?
Yeah, like the early 90s.
Early 90s by Timothy Zahn, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And so he was created, everyone fell in love with him, he was a fan favorite, and then of course he was wiped out of the Star Wars universe. By Lucas and by when Disney bought them. And so now they're
right,
starting So
when
now
Disney bought them, they said that they weren't going to do any of the old EU stuff.
Right.
Although technically, I guess they said like we love everything that there's there, but we're not necessarily use all of it because we want like a fresh, clean slate. But we will be like reviewing the material,
right? And that's why they labeled. That's why they labeled the EU. it was called what? It's not Legends. It's it's Legends? Legends? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they a legend. They named it Legends because these are things that, you know, stories that were told that may or may not have happened. And so now they're cherry picking out what they like the best. And so he's back in it. And so he's also getting a new book just called Thrawn. And it's written by
Timothy Zahn.
That's right. So the man is back. He's back. And Doug was really excited about it. We're pretty excited about it. And can't wait to see it happen. So he's coming back in Star Wars Rebels. If you haven't watched that show, you absolutely must. Kevin, have you checked that show out yet?
No.
Oh my God. It is all about the
base. No trouble.
I hate you.
You're the worst.
But yes, I love that song until it got too popular.
Oh, yeah, here we go, hipster.
Yeah, fucking hipster chair.
So I hate women and I'm a hipster.
Yep.
Well, yeah.
Oh, I guess I would hate women if I was a hipster.
Probably.
Because they hate anything popular. And women be popular.
Also, if you have not checked out the Thrawn trilogy, the original three books with this character, fucking do it. It's amazing. They introduce a lot of important characters, not just Thrawn, but also Coruscant. Like, Coruscant was like introduced in that book because it did not exist in the Star Wars universe yet at that time.
Yeah, so Kev, watch this show. It is all about how the rebel resistance was born and like how it's come to be. Like, I at first when I was sitting down watching it, I was like, oh, this is kind of neat. And then you start seeing it build and build, and you're like, holy shit, this could be its own movies. Like, it is. It's that good of a show. It's a really high quality show.
Where can I find it? Where can I find it on demand?
Disney XD.
What, their website, or do I have to buy something?
No, it's you should find a lot of their episodes online.
Okay. Also, in like September, if you can wait that long, all of Disney's like properties are supposed to be on Netflix.
Yeah, so you should be able to see it.
Fingers crossed that'll be there. I mean,
nice. That'd be awesome. I'll watch it that way.
Yeah, and it's just really good storytelling. It's a lot of fun.
It's fucking awesome. It's good Star Wars fun. Like, I don't know if you watch Clone Wars, but it's like, it's a little bit different than Clone Wars as far as like tone, but it's still like, it's really fucking good. Mm. And they canonize a lot of stuff that makes it super fucking exciting.
What's his name from the Clone Wars? It's going to be in it. What's that guy? What's the fucking guy? He was in the cell, the jail cell, when he was like, do we really have to in the trailer for Rebels? Do you know who I'm talking about, Doug? Where they open the doors and they're like, do we really have to let him out? Watch the trailer again. You'll see.
What guy are you talking about? I don't know. Pirate guy who has been in like the last two seasons of Rebels? Hondo?
That's who I'm talking about.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he was in the he was in the last two seasons. I now remember.
Yeah, I was like, he's been in the show before.
Welcome to the 8-Bit Geek, where Jeremy has no idea what he's talking about.
But Darth Maul's back again. Looks like he's going to be playing a huge role in this season, which is fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm. Which I don't get, though, because they never explained how the fuck he's a lot. Like, how is he there? Oh, wait, did this happen? Oh, yeah, sorry. No, wait. This happened after episode 3.
Yes.
What are you talking about, Jer? Darth Maul.
I know he came back in the Clone Wars, but
mm-hmm. And then he just ran off.
Oh.
Like he just left.
Okay. Peaced out.
Yeah, like that's when like he and his brother were both like abandoned by the Sith, and they're like, fuck this, let's get out. Oh, wait, did Savage die or Savage?
See, no one knows, man.
But I know that he made it out. That's why him showing up was awesome.
Okay.
And also, he was on Malachor 5, which is a planet that was created in the Old Republic, Knights of the Old Republic. Like, that was the Jedi, like, sacred ground was at Malachor 5. You go there at the very end of the game. It's fucking awesome. Yes. Wedge Antilles is showing up.
And Wedge, like, yeah. Wedge is showing up.
And I hope, because he's an Imperial pilot, and he defuncts out of it and becomes a rebel. I really hope that they do Biggs also, because Biggs Darklighter did the same thing. But they cut that entirely out of the first movie, where the movie starts off with the battle over Tatooine. Luke and him are talking, and he's like, "Yep, I'm headed back out tomorrow. Like headed back, you know, to the academy. Well, you know, you should come with us." And that's why he's like, "Ah, Tosche Station power converters. I want to be a pilot." And then.
That's exactly
how it went out. Yeah.
And then later when he sees him, like, it's supposed to be like this, what the fuck are you doing here? I thought you were going there. And he's like, no, fuck that shit. I'm here now. Like, those guys suck. So I hope that Biggs Darklighter is also in Rebels with Wedge and Tilly's. It'd be cool if they have them together and they leave together to go join the Rebels.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting.
We'll see.
Kev, but definitely check it out. So
yeah.
Yesterday, wait, why is this here? This shouldn't be here yet. Let's move this down. We're gonna move this down because we're talking about Star Wars, and we're not gonna.
It's about your boy, though.
I know that it's coming. It's coming soon. We'll do it after this one. And Doug, we can talk if you want to throw anything else related to Celebration that's worth covering, that I didn't put on here. Do mention it. So
okay.
Let's see. He's like, all right, let me just get going. He's pulling up all of his the websites.
All right. Well, let's see. First and foremost.
Han Solo spinoff is coming. And so we've officially, of course, have our Han Solo that's casted. Mm-hmm. It's being directed by Phil Lord and Chris Miller. We know that. And Lawrence.
Kasdan.
Yeah, thank you. Is going to co-write it. With John Kasdan, and they auditioned 3,000 people for the role.
Yeah, wow.
It's so insane.
He was the first one to audition.
Yeah. Oh my God, Alden Ehrenreich, is that how you say it?
Ehrenreich.
No. Alden Ehrenreich. The first to audition. I guess they came out and when they were on the panel, like he gave a smirk, and it was very, it made news headlines because it was very Han Solo. And that's John Boyega came out, and that's when he said, he was like, man, you're playing Han Solo. And then he smiled, and then he added, he's smiling just like Han.
Why you gotta say it in that voice, bro?
Yeah, that's...
Why are you doing this today? The title of this episode is just going to be like The Downfall of Jerb from Doug.
I'm just saying, like, he's British, so he definitely doesn't have that, like...
I said it more like a Southern man. Like a Southern... just a... God
like
damn
a
it.
Like a scarecrow, maybe? Or like a crow?
I obviously cannot win. Can we just be friends and lift each other up instead of tear each other down?
Bodega, everyone's calling saying how you said
Boyega.
John Bodega. I know, but I guess John I said Bodega. Jared definitely Jared definitely almost called him John Bodega and says hashtag John Bodega. Debbie says, you know Boyega's British, right?
Yeah, but I'm not, and we all know I can't do a British voice, so there you go.
And then Jendar said Mario. So I don't know what Jendar is talking about.
So if fine, you know what, guys? Fine, fuck it.
Go on.
Oh man, you playing Han Solo?
What?
He's smiling like Han.
What the shit?
I don't even know what that is.
That was my
like New Zealandish.
That was my English. Yeah. That was my English accent for you.
English.
My name is Jan. I don't know how to do accents, so I'm just gonna throw all of them into one accent and hope that one of them sticks.
And it did. It stuck like glue.
Oh God.
Jesus Christ. Oh, here's a fun fact.
Ooh.
About Thrawn. Sorry, you said to throw out facts about Star Wars Celebration. The guy that's voicing him, if you watched House of Cards on Netflix, he played Viktor Petrov, which was the president of Russia.
Oh.
The same actor. He is Mads Mikkelsen's older brother. Mads Mikkelsen is going to be in Rogue One. He let it slip that he's playing Jin? What's her name? Jin Erso's dad.
Okay.
You might know him. If you looked at Mads Mikkelsen, he's in, I think he's in like James Bond. He's been in a bunch of stuff. You'd recognize him for sure. And you might recognize the brother. He's in a bunch of movies too. His name's like Lars Mikkelsen or something. It's just really cool because it's like... Yeah, it's Lars von Trier, Mikkelsen. Oh, he said you sound like Mario the first time. That's what Jundar said. But yeah, so that is a fun fact. I was really excited to see that casting. I was like, that's awesome.
Anything else Star Wars related you want to talk about?
Hannibal. Mads Mikkelsen is in Hannibal. He was Hannibal. That's who he is.
Okay.
Star Wars. Trying to think about the stuff that there's a lot of cool panels, and what's really awesome about this year's Star Wars Celebration is you can watch every fucking panel on YouTube. So if you want to know more of what happened at Star Wars Celebration, just go to YouTube. They're literally all there. There's like one about archaeology and Star Wars. I shit you not, I saw it today on YouTube and was like,
are they live streaming or?
They did live stream them, and so all of them are up there. I sent you guys earlier a link to an hour with Mark Hamill, and it is an hour long Mark Hamill Q&A panel.
That's awesome. I gotta watch that one.
Yeah, it's funny. He because he takes Q&As the whole time. Like, he's just doing a Q&A, but it's so funny. He'd be like, hey, what was your favorite part about filming Star Wars? Well, I really enjoyed this 5-minute story about something totally not related. And then like, oh shit, hold on, let me reel that back in and try to tie that back into what I was saying. Next question. And it's like that over and over again. It's so fucking funny. Definitely check it out.
I love me some Mark. Speaking of Mark, hey guys, how you doing?
Marky.
Hey.
Are you going to tell us the new story? The next story?
Hey, I just wanted to talk to you guys about something that happened to me recently, okay?
What happened, Marky? Talk to us.
So you know that Ballers came out, right? Ballers came out last night. Yeah, it just came out last night. I made that show. I produced it.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, it's about the NFL players, okay?
Sort of.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, because I like signed people, okay? And it's got the Miami Dolphins and shit.
You like what kind of people?
You like what?
Signing shit.
Oh, you know, signing.
Yeah.
I heard sand.
I heard sand as well.
Hey.
Hi.
Let's get back on track here, okay? Anyways, Roger Goodell personally told me and called me and complained about the ballers, okay? That's what happened.
Okay. So why did he complain?
Because he was protesting season one's plot point that featured Deadspin's offering of $50,000 for a photo of an athlete smoking weed, okay? And Goodell, he's all like, hey, it's my NFL. Keep it clean. But we tell real stories around here.
Oh, all right, Marky. So,
okay, boys, I'll let Jimmy come back. Take it away, Jack.
bye, Marky.
Peace out.
Jeremy, lock your fucking door next time.
Seriously. Okay, so he did. So essentially,
he's. I'm guessing this is marketing. He's trying to drum up some marketing for, because why else would this come out the same day that Ballers was released?
I like that the update on the story is a leak source claims Marky Mark is full of shit. That's really funny.
Yeah, so they're going back and forth. I think it's just marketing and to drum up excitement for the release of season two, which happened last night. And this came out last night. So what a coincidence.
Mm-hmm. Trying to get people to watch that show.
Yeah, which I don't think you need. I think it's a pretty popular show. People are pretty excited about it.
Is it?
Yeah. Have you not watched it?
No, I watched the entire first season and I watched last night's episode.
Did you? I mean, you like it, right?
Yep. Yes. Oh. Yeah. But I mean, it's like I was telling Ed like a couple weeks ago when we were talking about like, oh shit, Ballers comes back. I was like, I liked the first season. It was a lot of fun to watch. I don't know that I care. I don't know if I care. That like that season two is coming out soon. Like I really enjoy the show, but I just don't know how much of it I care about.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Is it because here, Kev? Can I get a side panel?
Hi, hey, what's up, Jay?
He's gonna try and like, make
gonna,
me racist.
This is I'm gonna try to make him racist, but it's gonna blow up in my face. Watch.
Okay.
Is it because they're black, Doug, that you don't like them?
Absolutely no.
Oh God, this is.
No, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I feel like I feel like it could be funnier than it is. Like I feel like it's funny, but I feel like it could be funnier.
Uh-huh.
I like The Rock and I like Rob Corddry. Like I like the entire cast. I kind of wish maybe there was a little more football in it. Like it's all about them signing these dudes to contracts and for them to go play. But like this newest season, like it started off and like it's like a year and a half after the way I saw them. Like the show ended right with them getting ready to go into like last year's season, and like we're getting ready to watch them go into this year's season. But it's just like,
yeah, it covers
someone left and his wife was pregnant and now the baby's like a couple of months old, you know, like, yeah. And like they're talking about him coming back and how the great season he had last year with the Dolphins, and it's just all this stuff, and it's like I kind of want to see some of that. Like, show me more of the football instead of it just being a bunch of dudes, jack dudes, talking about how they're going to play football. I don't know.
It covers you watch this show to cover what happens off the field, and then you watch Amazon's show to see what happens on the field.
That shows everything. that gives me. I just watch that show in its entirety. I don't care about people signing people. I mean, I watch it because it has The Rock and a bunch of hot chicks
that get naked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I told you guys I watched that All or Nothing show on Amazon. Like after I heard about it, and you said you watched the last couple episodes, I went and binged that shit. I spent 9 hours just straight through. I was like, whoa. That show was like, incredible. That's what happens when you power through something.
Oh man, you know what show on Amazon you guys should power through?
Hmm.
Harmon Quest.
Is it on Amazon? Like Prime?
I have it downloaded.
Right. Oh, right. It's the first episode's on Amazon Prime. It's through CISO, which you can watch on Amazon Prime, but you have to like do like a 30-day free CISO app thing or whatever.
No, I have it on my. I have it
or
on my
download plans. It off the internet like a piece of shit human being.
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry, but I already paid for Amazon
Prime.
Like
a piece of Jer, human being.
Okay, this is what your friend does, so let's not go there.
He signed up for CISO to watch it.
And then I signed up for Amazon Prime to watch it.
Yeah, but you buy things off of Amazon.
You don't,
so it
you
really
already have Amazon
justifies,
Prime?
No,
yeah.
I do.
It's
have,
a CISO original show that is just you can watch through
yep,
Amazon Prime
that's what
if
I did.
You have the CISO account.
That's what I did. I signed up for the 30-day free CISO account. Mm-hmm. And then I got all of them.
30-day free
gonna
CISO.
Watch them. Got a lot, I love CISO. Lots of comedy. Lots of stand-up.
Lots
of good stuff. So
can't wait for us to start running ads for them. So you better start talking some sense, my dude. Also, My Brother and Me are going to have a show on CISO later this year.
That's right. So are we. It's announced right now.
Nope.
8-Bit Geek is on CISO. Go download the
we're
application.
CISO.
Woo!
We're
whoa,
pretty awesome.
Hello.
Oh, my God.
That's your boy, man. That's your boy.
No.
No? I'm nobody's boy? Okay, so we were talking a little bit about Ghostbusters earlier. And so I guess this is the story that came out of this. Max Landis was the original writer for Ghostbusters 3. Mm-hmm. And he pitched the idea and he believed that he was hired. And so he went on this whole rant about Paul Feige's new
film. Sorry, who?
Paul Feige. And he called it pretty whatever. And so I guess that what happened was is that he nailed the pitch. He goes, let me see where I can find it. I should have highlighted it. Let's see. I was writing Ghostbusters. I couldn't believe it. I knew it would be hard assignments, but still, wow. But then meetings with Reitman kept things proposed 1 week, 2 weeks. And then my agent told me not to panic. I got a nice sort of sad email from the exec I'd pitched to, says, not this time. What happened, I asked, and all that was responded was Paul Feige's name. So I guess he swooped in with a very passionate love letter about wanting to do it, and so it pushed his aside. I would have liked to seen the three. Like, I would have loved to see the connect. Even if you brought in whoever you brought in for the cast, I would have liked for it more to be connected to two and one, and more like a introducing a new generation of saying, hey, we're getting too fucking old for this, and so it's time to pass the torch. Because there's absolutely no reason to not have that connected. Kevin?
Hi, how's it going? If you would like that exact experience, no joke, play Ghostbusters the video game, the one that came out in like 2008.
Oh, I did.
That is part three. That is our part three. It's amazing. They introduced someone new to the game. And they actually still have all of the original Ghostbusters, including Bill Murray mm-hmm. and the late
Harold Ramis.
No, I enjoyed that game. It was really good. But you
and
still,
that's
you still
pretty much
want,
our three.
Yeah, I know. But you still want the big movie version.
I know, but that was our complaint from the get-go, wasn't it? I mean, that was my complaint, was that they didn't connect the universes. Instead, they just made it some kind of like alternate universe Ghostbusters.
Yeah. That's what I've liked. I would have liked to see happen was them just to be like, pass the torch, here it is, go, mm-hmm. something like that. But anywho, it didn't happen. So that's kind of an interesting story. Another interesting story is that Warner Brothers has filed trademarks for Harry Potter and the Cursed Child movie.
Ahoo.
Yeah.
Well, nope, not necessarily movie.
Well, not
they
necessarily.
They copyrighted movie. The name in America, which but obviously, like, well, why would you do that if you weren't going to do a movie?
Exactly.
But there is speculation that they did it so they could actually bring the play to America.
And
because
not,
it's not here. And so that's what the predominant rumor is. Originally, it was like, oh, movies. And then people went, it's probably to bring the play to Broadway. And they went, oh.
Does Warner Brothers do that?
They own the Harry Potter name, like, in America. So
right, okay. So I mean, okay. I guess they would have to license it out to whoever's doing the play then in America.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Pretty much. Makes it's kind of like how like Lion King and Aladdin and all that stuff on like Broadway is also like Disney, even mm-hmm. though like you know it's not. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of the same music, but
makes sense. Makes sense. Let's see what else we got. Ben Affleck, the movie. This is a rumor.
Ben Affleck the movie?
Ben Affleck the movie. Well, that's...
Oh, yeah. Ben Affleck the movie.
It's going to take place... his Batman movie is going to take place in Arkham Asylum, which is fucking dope.
It's all awesome. Right. I like the idea... Okay, there you run into one problem where it's like, oh, shit, there are going to be too many bad guys because he's in Arkham Asylum and there's a fuck ton of bad guys. But also, I think it's a really good opportunity to showcase some of these bad guys.
Yeah.
In the new... like DC universe, like the new DC cinematic universe, we could see some of the new versions of characters. But also, yeah, you make one big bad guy, so Joker or something, right? And then, yeah, but you still get to see in a cell somewhere Two-Face, Penguin, Clayface, you know, Harley Quinn again, all these people.
Well, and you have to somehow be able to tell his story. And this is the perfect way to do it if they do it this way. It's a rumor right now, but when you think about it, he's late in his years. He's already caught all these motherfuckers. So where else would they be but in Arkham Asylum? Right. And so he goes in because there's a problem. I mean, it sounds a lot like, I mean, if they're going to tell a story, it's kind of cool. It's kind of like Arkham Asylum. Where you're going in because of the Joker, and then all of a sudden all hell breaks loose, and that's probably what will happen. But I don't care. I think it's going to be friggin' awesome.
Yeah, if there's anything that's a good source material, I feel, for a movie. It was a very awesome game. Maybe, you know, it's one of those, do they need to retell it? No, but it is, again, it's a good way to open up his universe and to show some of these characters that maybe we haven't seen before, either in this universe or in the cinematic universe at all. Mm-hmm. Speaking of, they just announced for Gotham that Mad Hatter is joining season 3 of Gotham, and it's being played. I don't remember his name, but it's the actor. I don't know. Did you guys watch Walking Dead?
Yeah. Not this season.
I have, yes.
You may have seen this character last season, too. The wolf that they capture, the dude, the wolf that they capture, that Morgan captures and he puts in the basement. I think it's,
yeah, the guy that looks like Tim from Rise Against.
Well, spoilers.
Not really.
Tim from Rise Against?
Yeah, I fucking didn't even know about that guy.
Well, then you were more than a season behind.
Yeah, you're like three albums behind.
That's like how that season, last season ended before this current one.
Yeah, no, I am. I got halfway through last season.
Yeah, so, okay. Well, then you can't fucking blame me, man. It's been a year and a half. Like, you're coming on 2 years,
no,
dude.
No, it's fine. I've almost fully let that show go.
Yeah, I'm seriously considering it. Anyways, that guy's going to be playing the Mad Hatter. He's been in a couple of other movies, too. He was in that one with Joseph Gordon-Levitt, where he walks between the Twin Towers.
Oh, yeah. It's called...
He's in that movie, too.
Walking the Line. No, not the Line.
Oh.
I Walk the Line. Walk?
The Walk?
It's the Walk. It's the Walk, yeah.
Something like that, yeah. He's in that, too, with... Oh, who's he playing? He's like a stoner in that movie. It's really funny. But he helps
makes
him
sense. He looks like one.
He helps him set up the stuff. Anyways, he's gonna be playing the Mad Hatter. And then another news from the DCU is that I saw today on Twitter it was confirmed, but I could not find a fucking source. So this is still up in the air, but they are saying that Ezra Miller is confirmed for Suicide Squad as the Flash. Can't say where or how he's gonna be in the movie, but if I had to guess, and I sent this to you guys earlier today, was if I had to guess how he was gonna be in the movie, he captures Captain Boomerang and he sends him to Argus, and that's how Captain Boomerang is in Argus when the team's put together. Since Captain Boomerang is a Flash villain, it would be kind of cool to actually see some of these other heroes capturing all these people and putting them in jail. So like the scene with Batman riding atop the Lambo or whatever, right? Like maybe that's how he gets Harley Quinn and Joker.
I think it's been confirmed that this movie is taking place after Batman vs. Superman, and that's because they said that's how everything starts going to shit, because Superman's not around. He's dead. So,
spoilers.
Damn it!
There's one thing I know for sure, that the Flash's appearance is probably going to be a quick one.
Yeah. What'd you say?
Confirmed.
Wow, my pun didn't even go over that well. I was so excited about it. I said that his appearance will probably be quick.
Try again with a little better delivery.
Me? What are you talking to?
There you go.
Don't worry. will be done in a flash.
Oh. God damn it.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba. Oh, they did not like it in the chat. Sorry.
Somebody followed.
We apologize.
Somebody followed. All right, let's talk about some gaming news.
Just now getting to the gaming news?
Yeah.
Just fuck. Now. How long have I been doing this?
Oh my god.
Over an hour? Oh my god. Why? My god, why? Such a long show.
Well, we just lost Doug.
I'm just kidding. I'm really excited about this next story.
Okay. So if you haven't paid attention to the news or any outlet, you're under a rock because Nintendo has announced the Mini NES loaded with 30 classic games for $59.99 coming this November. On November 11th, you can pick it up. They've upgraded the box to include HDMI, an AC adapter, and the new NES controller. It's the classic NES controller, but it has, I don't know why they're doing this, but it's a proprietary port in the front. It's not a USB. So you can't connect this thing to your PC. But nonetheless, you can pick up an extra controller for $9.99. It's going to come with some of your favorites. It comes with all the fucking Super Mario Brothers games, Tecmo Bowl, Mega Man, Ghosts and Goblins, Dr. Mario, Excitebike. The only one that I'm really sad that isn't on there is one of my all-time favorites of Nintendo. Fuck, what's the name? It's one of my all-time favorites. I can't even remember the fucking name.
Disney Princesses.
Yeah. It's the one with the car, Master Blaster.
Oh, yeah, that was a good game.
Yeah.
But there's so many. I'm sorry. I just want to go through
the whole
list.
There's a lot of good games on there.
So many. Yeah. Super Mario Bros. Super Mario Bros. 2, 3, Super Mario, Legend of Zelda, Legend of Zelda 2, Kirby, Kid Icarus, yeah. Ice Climbers, Galaga.
Yeah.
Double Dragon 2.
Final Fantasy. Yeah. Like, there's what? Did you say Castlevania? Donkey Kong Jr.
Donkey Kong.
What's that? What's that other one I'm thinking? Contra. Why is it Contra on here?
It probably just didn't get the... Probably just
no, because Konami doesn't make video games anymore. No, there's Super Contra in here, but not Contra.
Yeah, that's weird. Huh.
Like, Konami's too busy trying to make a pachinko machine out of it.
Now, I know that this, like a lot of other companies, have done the whole, like, mini consoles and stuff, and, like, there's been knockoff ones, and Sega... What Sega did was, instead of producing it themselves, I don't even think they produced it themselves. I think they licensed it out to use the name for their mini console. So it just didn't have that kind of a kick. This one is significant because of the fact that we're actually getting the original controller and a mini version of the original NES. And I don't even care that you can't load in any other games. When you're getting 30 of these things for $60, mm-hmm. I am highly satisfied. And yeah. And I'm pretty sure that someone's going to find a way to hack this thing and use it as a ROM loader anyways. So that's only a matter of time. I know that there's some people out there that are like, oh, it's just one of those things that you sell off in fucking Rite Aid and, you know, all these other little stores like Bed Bath & Beyond and all that. But I think this one's different. I think this one has some weight to it because of the fact that of how good everything
looks.
The titles
are.
Yeah, and how good the titles especially. Are.
For the techie, I mean, this is basically a very easy to play or easy to plug in Raspberry Pi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
like you can do the same thing with a Raspberry Pi. You'll have an HDMI output. You'll have all the same kind of inputs and outputs and all that fun stuff just with a Nintendo shell to it. I mean, because you can do the same thing, except you can plug in tons more games on there. But
somebody already did that. They went through the whole the price sheet and everything. It would cost you $85 for the parts.
Done it. I have a Raspberry Pi with the RetroPie like software. Cost
Prove
me
it.
$35.
Yeah, but with how much?
Like $35.
Okay, but with a shell and everything.
No, I don't have the shell, but yeah. I mean, you could 3D print one of those shells.
Yeah, and that's what they did. They 3D printed it. They put it all together. They put the controller and everything, and their price was $85 to do everything. But if you don't have the shell, I mean, obviously, it's going to cost you a lot less if you don't do all the extra work.
And the thing is, I don't need the shell. I'm not really trying to show it off like that.
Kevin, are you one of those haters right now? Or are you not going to buy this
he
fucking
is.
Box?
I'm just
he
saying, is. For me personally, why spend $60 when I already have something similar to it? That's me. And like I said, I could do much more with it. I could put Genesis games on there, Super Nintendo, arcade games, whatever. But the thing is, I'm a little bit more tech savvy than your average buyer. Not by much, trust me. So that's why I said not by much. But you can, if you have a little know-how and a bunch, and there's YouTube videos all over on how to do it, it's, you'll save some money. But if you want the convenience of this, then go for it.
I'm looking at this also going like, I want to buy this so my kid can play this, right? Like, it's $60 or whatever, which $30 for like the system, and then $1 a game really is what, if you can look at it that way. But also, like, I grew up playing these games. I have an NES, but I can't hook it up to any of my fucking TVs because it's got like an RF thing on the back or whatever. Like, it doesn't even have like RCA or whatever. So I think my wife actually a couple years ago bought me like a it reads the game or the NES games. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, it has the cartridge slot. But like, it's just okay. Like, it's, whereas this, you don't have to worry about like, you know, blowing into the stupid cartridge to get the fucking game to play and all that shit.
It's a plug and play solution for the non 1%, and I think this thing is gonna sell out.
I want one. I want one too.
Like, I could do the same thing. I could do the same thing as Kev mentioned. I could load them all up and everything, but there's something about the nostalgia feeling of having this thing and having the actual NES controller in my hand. I think that's the big difference of me playing something. Like, I bought that whole Sega collection on the PC, and I played it and I was like, oh, well, this is fun. But there's something about getting that actual controller in your hand, and like, it brings you back and you're just like, oh fuck, this is gonna be awesome. And that's what I look forward to. I think all that is gonna put me back into the game. And they did confirm that there is a they've gotten rid of the old password system, and it's going to have suspend points, so you can actually save your progress in each game along the way. So that's a good addition as well. Yes, you can do that with the Raspberry Pi. I get it.
Yeah, whatever. Mike just said in the chat, F this thing, I'll build something cooler with more games. And I just want to throw this out, you couldn't even install Photoshop, so we'll see.
That's a just fucking burn. But no, that's the thing. It's like that. Okay, so that's one of the main complaints, right? And that probably from the hardcore generation is just like, well, it doesn't have enough games. Motherfucker, I didn't have an NES with more than 5 or 10 games.
Yeah, I didn't own half of these. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, I had to go to friends' houses. So 30 games, and plus the fact that I'm going to buy this for my son for Christmas and use that as an excuse.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I want to...
And then I can just be like, Colin, look at what I missed out on. He doesn't have to load up any special menus and an emulator and a choose a game. And then, Daddy, what's the... Oh, my God, Dad, the controller layout isn't the same for this game as the last game. How do I configure this and that? No. Plug it in, choose a game, play the game. Done. $60.
That's the currency in America. Yep.
I hate you guys.
Dev says he's crying now. Thanks, Doug. I may have hurt Mike's feelings.
Sorry, Mike, but we had passion there. We had to let it out. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That, if he actually was crying, I'm sure he's not. But if he was, I'm laughing. That's funny. That's so mean.
Twitch is doing something kind of neat and kind of weird at the same time. They're taking auditions for an internet-wide talent show.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
I don't... What does that mean?
Okay. Online casting couch?
Yeah, so it says here, here's the quote. It says that one of the things we heard loud and clear was that there are many of other ways streamers would like to share their passion, which is why we're expanding the Twitch creative category to allow streakers to not only create but perform their art.
It's going to be that kind of party. Shit.
So I don't know what, and so it says basically the platform has turned into a gigantic open mic night. And, okay, so here's the deal. You need to have streamed at least 4 hours of material related to your act and then submit an audition video that's not to exceed 5 minutes in length. If picked, you'll have to figure out how to get to SoCal, and then Twitch will waive the cost to getting you in the door and hook you up with a badge. And then, yeah, they're putting on an actual talent show.
Yeah, but once you get the job, are you going to move to Southern California?
No, this is just a talent show. They're going to stream it, and it's...
Kev, are you reading this
article?
It's just for fun.
It's just for fun.
It's a talent show at TwitchCon. You audition.
I was under the impression that like you audition and then they're like, hey, here's a job. You have your own show.
Oh man, if we could take over for those the Future Man Gaming and that fucking retard. Like I don't want
both those dudes. Stuff. There was not just one there. There was two.
Ugh.
What a bunch of douchebags.
I like the GIF that they use.
We should have him on the show.
Oh no. Is the GIF used at the end of the article is Joe Bluth when he's trying to do the magic.
Yeah. It's an illusion, Michael.
Steam has its very first VR only bestseller. Mm-hmm. And it's called something.
Raw data.
And it's
sounds
a
like
first,
an 80s like Steven Seagal movie.
It's a first person shooter created for VR. See
that sounds like a that sounds like an 80s Steven Seagal movie where he plays like some kind of hacker, but he's like a fucking cop too. So he's breaking arms and like, I'm hacking into the system to make sure nobody gets into the mainframe. And then he breaks somebody's arm. And he's like, take that, nerd. Line break. Looks like your leg just had a syntax error. We need to make this movie happen. Come on, get Steven Seagal on the show next week.
Not only that, they also have, what's his name? Jean-Claude Van Damme. I just watched his new trailer of
the new kickboxer,
and he's the trainer. He's training a new generation, kind of like Ghost. It's probably going to be better than Ghostbusters.
It sounds like the new
Creed
Rocky
was
new.
So big.
Creed. Yeah,
exactly. That's Creed. Exactly what it is. So except, and they even have the glass at the end. So where they put the tape?
They need
on
to bring back
hands.
Tong Po. I want Tong Po.
Pokemon Go is getting a little bit crazy because a Florida man has fired a gun at Pokemon Go players that were parked outside of his house. Yeah,
in Florida.
There was a pair of teens who at 1:30 a.m. was standing outside this man's home and saying, did you get anything?
So
the dude comes out and starts firing a gun at the car that they were getting into. Hey, don't play Pokemon at 1:30. That's the point here.
No, you can play Pokemon at 1:30, just not in Florida around anyone with guns.
Yeah.
Just not in front of anyone's house. Like, I think that's part of the, like, this article goes on to give you, like, hey, you idiots, here are some points on how to survive when you go Pokemon. Hey, use common sense. Like, don't trespass. Don't enter someone's house. Don't enter a building that's closed. Like, don't be a dumbass. Like, be fucking smart about what you're doing.
Essentially, it's just a list of common sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's like for people, like, hey, if you think someone's breaking into your house, call the police. Like, hey, if your kid's playing Pokemon, talk to them about not being dumbasses.
People are idiots.
Visceral's, what, Kev?
I was going to say.
What's that, Kev? What, Kev? What's that, Kev? What'd you say?
What?
Did you have something? Did you have something to say?
Have you guys?
Did you
want to
add what?
No.
Yes.
What do you think so far?
I stopped playing it because of the bugs. I will resume playing when I can catch a fucking Pokemon and not want to throw my goddamn phone. Here's something. Here's some passion your way, buddy.
Oh, here we go, man. I fucking opened up can of worms on this.
I had a Pokemon. Okay, my son and I were trapping. We were rapping and we were clapping the Pokemon. And we sat there, and there was a rare Pokemon that popped up next to Panda Express. We're at Panda Express. We've been hunting for an hour. We're both sweaty. We've been walking, just to give you a little background. And then, rare Pokemon pops up. We find it, and we throw our Pokeballs. Mine was a 560 CP Pokemon. His was a 480. He caught his and celebrated, because they get randomized. The CP gets randomized. My fucking phone froze. You know where the Pokeball freezes, that common bug that everyone is having?
Yeah.
at that point, I wanted
Schrodinger's Pokeball.
And I just wanted,
but it is caught and not caught.
And so I wanted to throw the goddamn Pokemon game through a goddamn window because I was like, motherfucker. So at that point, I just said, you know what? I think I'm going to put this thing down until they fix it because a 35-year-old man with high blood pressure cannot handle this kind of stress. Because then I got mad at Colin because I was like, you son of a bitch, you caught the goddamn Pokemon I wanted.
What level are you guys at to get like 500s?
I'm level 9. And no, this was... Well, that's the reason why I got so upset. And no, I didn't get mad at Colin. I was just joking.
I've already called CPS.
That's the thing is like, it's rare to find one that high with CP. And so when I found it, I was like, holy shit. And so, you know, I tried to catch it and I had him, but it said caught or not caught, but it I did the third ball thing and it froze and I got really angry.
Okay.
So anyways, yeah.
I just hit 13 today.
What's your highest CP?
571. It is a Tauros.
Mine?
Yeah, it's like a like a bull.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I haven't seen one of those down here in Texas yet.
Ed says he's a 19. Also, what's really cool is to see a lot of these places, like in downtown Fort Worth, Sundance Square, this past weekend. I don't know if they're doing it every night or if it's just this weekend, but like Sundance Square is a gym.
Yeah.
And no, so there's... as different gyms took or as different teams like took over the gym, the lights around the the Sundance Square would change color.
Oh, really?
So they'd go from yellow to blue to red. Yeah, like constantly. Nice. Oh, as people awesome. Were there taking over the gym, they would constantly change the yeah. And there's some other buildings around like the you know, the United States that are doing the same thing. But it was really cool to see like that Sundance Square in Fort Worth was doing it. It was really, really fucking awesome.
My highest is a 588 and it's a Pidgeot. So
once you I think you can evolve that once more.
That it's in its own form. It's in its final form.
Nice.
So so that's where I'm at. And let's move on to the next story, wrap this shit up because people got things to do. People gotta work.
Ooh.
People gotta work. These shows been running too long. So we can skip the next one. It's not really much going on with that story. We'll just say that this the new Xbox One S will debut.
You want to talk about Star Wars? Fuck you! The new Star Wars game by Visceral is going to be kind of like Uncharted. There you go. Moving on.
The new Xbox One S will come out on August 2nd.
Yeah.
And it'll cost $399 with a 2 terabyte drive. So there you go. Now, it'll be 40% smaller. It will support 4K video, not gaming, people. Not gaming. Video, because it has a 4K Blu-ray drive in it. And if you're looking for just a Blu-ray player for the 4K, this is it, because this is the cheapest you're going to get, because they all cost about $600 to $800 right now.
That's what's crazy. It's officially the cheapest 4K Blu-ray player.
And true 4K gaming won't be coming out until the Scorpio comes out next year. But it will upscale Gears of War 4, Forza 3 to look even better because of HDR. So there you go. Ooh, and a new controller, textured grip. So, which is the same. It's the same kind of grippy stuff that's on the Elite, but it's just they've brought a little material over to the other controller, which I have come to really love the Xbox One controller. I was a big proponent of the Xbox 360, and I never wanted to move on to this thing, but I really enjoy it now. So,
I told you.
Yeah,
I told you. I have two sitting on my desk right now because I have one for my Xbox One that's over here, like to the side of my computer, and then I have one for my PC. So I'm constantly picking up the wrong one. Like, I'm like, oh man, I want to play some Xbox. Nope. And then I go to the other one, and I'm like, cool, play some games. Oh, I'm going to take a break. I come back. Nope, wrong one again. Like, I just need to, like, fucking
you just need to put a mark on it and just write PC on the back of one.
Yeah, just like put a sticker. I need to get like a label maker and just put PC.
Yeah.
You dumb idiot.
All right. Awesome. That's our show for this week. I hope that you enjoyed it. And I hope you tune in next week. If you made it this far, I know an hour and a half of show is a little rough for people. So we'll try to trim that down, get less stories on there, and stop fucking around with everyone's time. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
And Pokemon doesn't matter, Ed. You're an idiot for having all those things and being level 19 already. Bye.